Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're listening to WAAOL, All Automotive Advertising News All the Time, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio and featured on AdAgencyOnline.net, your one-stop site for all of your automotive advertising news. And I'm Philip Zellinger. I'm the president of Ad Agency Online. We're a full-service automotive advertising agency and the host of the automotive industry's free resource portal. Today's show is the Lunch with Phil show. It's an open business meeting. For those web surfers that are looking for the inside story on the auto industry, you're welcome to listen in, get some idea of the inner workings of an ad agency and how we service and satisfy our auto dealer clients. Today's auto industry is frankly an open book with today's news articles and all the different releases that are in the marketplace that consumers are now privileged to. The internet is one of those media that opened up the doors anyway, and we're just recognizing that and sharing it. For those affiliated agencies, auto dealer clients, auto industry vendor clients out there listening, welcome. Monday is my recap day. Just to give you an overview, last week we had a good weekend. We were comfortable to the fact that given that it's a kickoff week, we anticipate a little bit of residual. And when I say a good weekend, I remind you all that as forward-thinking automotive advertising agencies, we no longer track our performance on terms of inbound contacts and leads and days traffic. We track it on processes and sales and ROI, and that's where my reports come from nowadays. Those of you who are out there who know our business plan, you recognize that our role is not limited to just today's message. It's important that we value ourselves to our dealer clients in the way we manage and mine the database that we're constantly building, both in the real and the virtual world. And we've integrated some new processes that I think it's important we remind you of. Obviously, we have a constant philosophy of monitoring not only the day's traffic, but the follow-up and the DMS and the CRM and the inbound telephony functions. And that's where we saw the spike. Apparently, what we've noted is that a lot of car shoppers out there are, they're shortening their window in dealer contact because they're taking so much access nowadays to third-party sites and other informational resources that by the time they drill down to picking a dealership, they're a lot further down in the sales funnel. It's an unusual anomaly that we've been noticing over the last 6 months, but to remind you all, if anything, it just accelerates the logic we've always recognized. Old school, mind you all, I was a dealer for 25-plus years, and I always put that dealer hat on when I look at stats coming through the agencies. And I remind you all that we've always accepted the concern and the priority that you had about a 72-hour window from first contact to delivery. Believe it or not, that's gotten even shorter, because by the time you're speaking to them now, they already have a lot of the information that they needed to narrow it down. You probably already made the short list, whether it was a reflection of your conventional media driving traffic to your site and or your 800 numbers or maybe even your Gumio web, your text messaging numbers, whatever it is that got you to the short list, by the time they get there, they already have all the information they need to make a decision. So we've noted that window of 72 hours has been reduced down to as little as 1 or 2 days. All of the time frames that we put in front of you to say that you have to get back to a customer, it started out, we have to get back to them within 2 to 3 hours from an internet lead. Then it became 1 hour. Then it became 15 minutes. Nowadays, it's become instant because of technologies that we've introduced, everything from lead converter with their meet and greet and initial TO opportunity so that your virtual showroom functions like your real one, literally, where they proactively engage a contact the moment they hit your website. So it's an opportunity to accelerate the information back and forth. They escalate that to a phone call, as you all know, with an opportunity to click the call, they call it. From there, the laser stream video presentation, again, gives them a little bit more consistent and a little bit more confident message in what they needed to know to navigate through your site and to drill down to a feature benefit presentation. They now have the online transactions available through AI, which I got to tell you, AI Dealer is an example of an online desking tool. It's self-serving. So, again, the customer is able to drill down and get more and more information. They could get it in the past. They can get invoices. They get to get book values. They get anything they wanted, but they'd have to leave your site to do it. We started by linking you guys into Black Book and Kelly and Maiden and all that, and that helped, but it still was a disconnect because you were not the source. Well, now you are with AI Dealer as a desking tool, and things like that accelerating the opportunity for them to make a decision. Our role of giving them information is becoming less and less critical, which means it's more and more important that when they do come to our site, we provide it. Another reality check is to remind you all that the database marketing that we're doing is, there again, a reason why the fuse is shorter, because once we do a follow-up call, it used to be we'd have to dial 18 times, hopefully get through, and that process would be hopefully managed and monitored through a CRM. Well, nowadays the follow-up is a lot more directed than that, through database marketing, through recommended vendors like Keon Media with their monthly newsletters and their quarterly magazines. We, of course, have the relationships that we've engineered with NADA 24 with their ongoing contacts with CSI and customer follow-up in both fixed ops and sales. The CRM applications that we recommend, both the DMS and the CRM function through ADP as an example. The website designs that we've created simplify the ability to deliver these messages, such as those provided by BZ Results. All of these applications are all in-house processes that we're responsible to not only recommend and negotiate, but install and monitor. And that, I believe, is the priority that we have to recognize in this meeting today. Guys, it's not enough to call up your dealers on Monday morning and say, how was the weekend? That's what the other agencies do. We really, really have to start recognizing what the differentiator is between an ad agency online.net agency or an ad agency online affiliated independent agency and the rest of the crowd, because the pool is shrinking. And those dealers that are cutting expenses and they're looking at every line item, trust me, the ad agency is in that same review. And if you cannot quantify, not just qualify, but quantify your ROI through expectations that the dealer deserves in today's market, you got to be looking for work. And so the role that we place in providing you with the analytics and the role that we place in allowing you the ability to represent yourself as a dealer coach or consultant is only as valued as if you use it. Now, it used to be that my Mondays were taken up with nothing but reviewing reports and going through these analytics and giving the direction. I'm proud to say that I'm now more functioning to remind you to do it. That's the way it should be. You know, what to do and what to delegate is the primary role of any good manager, and I am a good manager. So I'm not saying I'm not available for the individual minutia of the individual stores. I am. But I've been noticing more and more that I'm getting turnkey reports generated through Traveries reports, generated through your CRM links, through HireGear and other CRMs that we monitor and manage, generated through the contact that I see already posted and updated on who's calling. Noticing the fact that you guys are actually going into career builders before me and making sure that you're maintaining good inventory of staff, because there's a lot of opportunity out there right now. I remind you all that, and again, another role that we fulfill to support our retainers has been that of staffing and facility evaluations. The use of career builders and the network relationship that we have in storing the resumes that come through is a valued resource and an asset that we control for the distribution to our dealers, but only if we're involved by going online and managing those postings and managing the results of the resumes and storing them for future reference. You know, the customer retention profile that's satisfied by NADA 24 and is satisfied by the other CSI tools that we involve ourselves in is, of course, of value. But the processes that we put in place to monitor for our clients is the reason why we're still having our work and why our dealers are maintaining or increasing their market share. The consistency of the retail message that's out there is of value. But I'll tell you right now, if you can't sell to your friends, neighbors, and relatives, the strangers will never call you. You must prioritize the database management and marketing that we've been pushing. I repeat and remind those who are doing it, congratulations. For those of you who aren't, if you need some additional direction, please go to the website, adagencyonline.net, click on some of the recommended vendors. It'll give you the overview. If you already have an understanding, but now you need to apply it, or if it's already installed and now you need to use it, no problem. Click on the automotive consulting function. That'll get you through to one of our senior staff. And, of course, I personally am always available. One of the focuses I want to expand on in today's lunch meeting is the opportunity for us to start recognizing where the fish are, where the fishing holes are, so to speak. You know, it's important we all understand that even though the auto industry has been targeted as shrinking as a result of the shrinking economy, you know, if you take that as the good news, you'll understand where I'm about to go with on for you. We have relationships right now with a social networking site called callfolks.com, for example. It allows us to position ourselves in a communal pool of car shoppers not dealers, and we're able to basically come in on their side of the network and not only post our own one-page dealer website to extend the exposure we have and our own search engine optimization by giving us another identity, but it also positions us in a consumer marketplace that we would never have addressed before. Well, another opportunity recently joined us, and that was smartwomenbuycars.com. For those of you who follow the press releases and the blog, you know that they're not just a preferred vendor on adagencyonline.net. They've also earned our relationship as a full-service client for a reason. We believe in them. We believe in the need for us to extend our messages for free. By that, I mean leveraged relationships with third-party sites such as smartwomenbuycars.com. The ability to focus in on target groups is a concept that we recommend, we remember from Advertising 101. You know, you need to design your product to fit the market that you're approaching, and you need to target your message specific to that market. Just to flash back for the remembrance of you guys who may not be as internet savvy as the others, I know it's like if you're in a Hispanic community, you have to have a Spanish ad to speak to the Spanish market. You cannot assume that a generic Anglo ad is going to hit them both. And just taking the copy points from an English ad and translating it to Spanish doesn't work either, because there's a cultural difference in those markets. I'm asking you to refresh your memory on how you dealt with the growing Hispanic influence. And for those of you who helped us target into some of the other markets that we have, like the Afro-American market, I remind you all that our representation into the minority dealers groups was earned because of our understanding that they had a unique message to be delivered to a unique need. Well, women always existed as a subgroup within the minority dealers that we service, and it's about time that we focus on them as well. As you all remember, we went through a several-month review process. We landed on the winner of smartwomenbuycars.com. For those of you web servers out there who have no idea what I'm talking about, if you're not an existing agency or an existing dealer client or vendor, recognize that the opportunity for dealers in a shrinking market is to focus in on zones within that, to target messages to a group that you know exists in a cohesive, universal need, and have that message so focused that they relate to it from their perspective. Auto dealers have already earned a negative reputation. In order to get past it, you need to affiliate or associate with their needs, not the needs of the dealer. And a few agencies out there, that is reflected not only in your marketing message, your creative, but in the way you distribute the message. You can certainly go ahead and try and put the message on your conventional media. If you want to rotate in a female-friendly radio spot, more power to you. I don't recommend it. The shotgun effect is not the solution. The solution is to zero in on where they are. You know, you don't throw your mate out in the middle of the border and hope that someone will come to you. You don't put 50 lines out there if you can only put out one. So that's what we're doing. We're focusing on women buyers through the smartwomenbuycars.com site. It allows us the leverage of exposure into an identity that's already accepted by women. We're in on the ground floor on this one, so we're allowed to value a lot of input that we've learned from some of the other women's sites that we have been reviewing. And as a matter of fact, I have Ron Frederick. He's the president of smartwomenbuycars.com joining us today. I'm going to have Ron focus on his philosophy on why women deserve their own platform and why they demand their own conversation and recognition in the way they get information nowadays. They're certainly high-profile internet users. I'm going to let Ron get into some of the math that his experiences have surfaced in specific to women shoppers, but I want to repeat and remind you all that today's show is prioritizing on dealing with the good news of a shrinking market and the ability to focus in on focus groups such as women in order to maximize our market share within those that are out there. Ron, are you still with us?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Ron, you heard what I said. Have I lied in any way, shape, or form?
I think you're right on the money. You know, we have to come together as dealers and say to ourselves, you know, who buys and why? And what's it all come down to? It comes down to branding. You have to be an entrepreneur today, and you have to understand that we have to get aggressive with our storefront window. And how do we do that? People today, and especially women today want something different from a dealer. We've had the conversations before, Phil, about how in the past they were treated. And again, you know, that old philosophy, you know, it's gone. It has to go away. Women today want more out of a dealership. They want more out of a site. We all know that 65% last year bought the majority of vehicles in the USA. And we have to have a platform that we can launch to them to make them understand that we're doing our job, everything we possibly can, to make them happy and to get and earn their business. And that's why at SmartWomenByCars.com, we feel so strongly about the training. We feel so strongly about having a site where they can get into it, look at the vehicles, know the dealers, meet the dealers on Meet the Dealer video, and understand the philosophy of the dealership. And until we recognize that that's an important asset, we're going to fail every attempt we do to get that new buyer into our dealership. And again, that's why we started SmartWomenByCars.com. You know, I realized as a GM that we have to do something different. We have to train our people differently. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, Ron, I mean, one thing I want to put on the table to you guys out there is to remember that, you know, we're not just talking generic babble here. We're talking specific processes, and that's the key to anything that's ever been successful for me. And I remind you all, I was a dealer for 25-plus years. I function now as a dealer coach, analyzing processes, recommending consistency in messages. And one thing I've always accepted is the value of referrals, the value of networking, the value of word of mouth. It's always been an intangible in the past with conventional messages, because how do you buy word of mouth advertising? You sort of work at it in your service lane, you work at it in the exit TO, you work at it in after delivery soliciting referrals, but the audience is so limited. Your online personality, your online reputation, I perhaps should say, is something that you cannot deal with on your own. You have to position yourself somewhere in order to earn that, other than the dealership, because you're already suspect as being self-serving. That's the real value that we have in using a third-party site such as SmartWomenByCars.com. The processes they put in place on their website to traffic a customer, a woman shopper, through their site to drill down to a preferred dealer or a certified dealer that's gone through the training program, and then the follow-up and the ongoing way that they're treated and the way the information is disseminated. All of these things are already programmed into the processes that Ron built into this site. Ron, why don't you give an overview of the site description, an overview of the processes, and maybe even some of the new toys and tools that you're thinking of putting into the thing?
Well, the 24-hour chat, number one, is answered by women. We all know that women want to do what? They want to buy from a woman. You have to understand that. And if you don't have them in your dealership right now, better start looking around and start looking and seeing why you're not getting more women into your dealership. And the basic things you have to do, again, is have the women talk with them and chat with them. You know, we realize that women today want something special. They want knowledge, and they want information. That's the major thing they're looking for. But they're also looking for that vehicle. They're looking why they should buy from your dealership. And the processes and procedures that we bring with the training tell you what to do differently than what you're doing now. As a general manager, every morning, the first thing I would do when I got into my dealership, after I did my dealership walk and talked to the techs and said hello to everybody naturally, I always came a different way into the store, but I would check my sourcing. And my sourcing told me, it gave me an idea. And we really had to streamline and get that sourcing up to a better point, because we all know most managers today, when they put sourcing down on a sheet, they're in a hurry, they want to do the deal, and the salesperson is the one who actually helps them get the sourcing. And that sourcing is what? I'll guarantee you, if you really did a true source on the people who are coming into your dealership, you're probably getting a 10% to 20% true sourcing facts that are coming into your dealership. And that's something we really work on. That's part of the training. How do we source better? How do we really know where these people are coming from? Don't leave it up to your managers and your salespeople. There has to be a better way of doing it. And we can do that right through our F&I, which is a lot better because they have a little bit more time with them. The deal isn't being rushed where they're looking to put this person in a car today and deliver them. What we're trying to do is get accuracy into the dealership, because sourcing is a big thing today. And we all know we're spending dollars trying to get these people in our dealership. Well, how are they coming in? Well, I'm really not sure. I don't know if he was an internet lead. I don't know where he saw us. He might have saw the ad. So again, these are the things that we really have to critique when we come into a store. We really have to help you funnel and focus where the lead came from and what originated this lead. That's going to help us with our ads, our mailers, our internet, and so forth. But again, getting back to women. Women today want something different. They're not going to accept old cliches. And you have to understand that.
You know, Ron, I think a more important opportunity that we have to understand is that they don't like us. Even if we are a woman salesperson, unless they go to our website or unless they drill down to talk to our dealership by finding us, we're not going to have the opportunity to swing at the bat. And that's the leveraged value that I think that SmartWomenBuyCars.com is presenting to us all. You know, a suggestion to you is if you go into Google, which is what your shoppers are doing, that's what the ladies are doing, they're going into Google, and what's happened, frankly, is our expectation that our competition is the dealer down the street or our message is price and product is already flawed because your real competition is, frankly, SmartWomenBuyCars.com now. Whether you like it or not, they're in the market. Sites like that and carfolks.com, they go ahead and they cull out the inventory of all the dealers. The dealers themselves is the inventory, and they post these dealers on their site. So the shopper doesn't have to go directly to the dealer's website anymore, and those of you shoppers out there, especially women, who are already prejudiced against the car dealer are taking advantage of that. And the bottom line point is this, guys. All of the money you're investing in your search engine optimization to your sites, the search engine marketing to your sites, keep it up. Don't change. You need to be out there. You got to be in it to win it. But there's a new game in town, and that game is social networking. It's consumerism, and these people are finding ways around you. We already recognize they did so with cars.com and lead sources, but they also have come out of the spotlight's been put on them that they're really representing the dealers, not the customers. The next opportunity came in linking information through a third-party resource site to give invoice information and the rest, but that's just numbers. It doesn't add a personality to it. That's the total package that is offered through SmartWomenBuyCars.com. They create their own search engine optimization investment. They create their own search engine marketing investment. They attract the consumers. And then they filter out the dealers so that the consumer is comfortable to know that the dealers follow a very strict code of conduct. They follow or have gone through a very strict training program. The information that's posted on the site is not just about the vehicles, even though you can drill down to the individual inventory. There's also an informational video with the actual dealer or some of the female managers or salespeople talking on a one-on-one personality relationship-based message to the customer, and then they can drill down to the car. Because I got to tell you, nothing is new. It's all just a matter of balancing the wheel. We're not reinventing it. We've already recognized that relationship selling is the key to the car business, and in this case, the internet has put a filter on that until today. Because SmartWomenBuyCars.com allow a personality to be projected on their own site. They allow a filter to be projected to get those customers that try to end run you by going to these sites. And most importantly, they exist in the virtual and the real world because they involve real world training. They involve POP merchandising material where you can tag the fact on your own website that you are a linked dealer and an approved dealer of SmartWomenBuyCars.com. Incorporating their logos into your regular advertising, radio, TV, print, all of it. Building the message into your showroom with point-of-purchase merchandising material and little emblems that you might want to put by your front door. Mentioning it to the customers that you already have. By the way, are you aware that we're a female-friendly dealer, or rather a certified Smart Woman by Cars dealer? All of these things expand on the message that it's going to take to earn their business, not only when they're surfing, when they physically show up at the dealership. And it's not enough to tell your salespeople, hey, listen, you guys, you've got to focus on women shoppers, and we're going to have a training class. You need some ongoing consistency to that. I know Ron personally goes out every 60 days in a six-month agreement, so you have three repeated installations of a real-world training program. All of these bullets in your gun are the differentiators so that not only will you be found in the real world as maintaining a profile for prioritizing women to make them comfortable, but in the virtual world as well. And our philosophy of blurring the line between the real and the virtual showroom and our philosophy of integrating processes that have already been proven to work is exactly the ball that Ron has picked up in SmartWomenBuyCars.com. You know, Ron, we're also moving forward now, I understand, and revamping the site slightly. We're always going to focus and prioritize the ability to drill down to a dealer and to a vehicle. But what are we looking into? I know, but I want you to say it because I want you to perhaps pass on your understanding of the value of some of the messages and female, the diversity of the messages that we're going to be offering to our female audience.
Well, you have to keep pace with the demand. And every day, I navigate throughout the internet and look at different sites. But, you know, we want to take our site every day to the next level. And so, again, keeping pace with demand, we want to add things to make it a social network, but yet we also want it to be a branding network and a filter right to the dealerships so they get these leads. Now, in order to do that, you've got to have a site that does it all. It just can't be one type of site and not the other. You have to bring the whole puzzle together. And that's what we work on. We work on every day of changing things and make it so that it's a site that they're going to stay on. And, you know, one thing I can tell you, our site, and I look at the stats, the people who come into the site stay there for a while because they look at Meet the Video Dealer. That is one site, a part of our site that the people really like, and the women are telling us, they're emailing us that. They want to know about the people, again, working in that dealership, and what are they going to do differently for me? Why should I go to this dealership? And again, that's the mission message that we have to send to the women that come into the site. But there's a lot of other things that we're going to be bringing to the site that are going to help keep the women there, and that's going to actually get them to your dealerships quicker.
You know, and Ron, again, we always look at options and decisions on our own. When I take on my role as a key vendor negotiator and selecting key vendors and processes for our dealer clients and our agencies, I recognize that the first thing I have to understand is whose perspective do I want to do that to? Do I want to do that from the dealer's perspective or from the customer's perspective? And with all due respect to those guys out there that are still sitting there quantifying the results of everything and the expectation that ROI is how many ups you had and how many cars you sold, that's very short-sighted in today's world because reputation, and as I started this conversation with, word of mouth, relationships, and referrals, those things are earned over time. You know, we always applied that old formula in the car business of the closing ratios. You know, first time up is a 20%, 25% if you're good, and a B-back is 60 or 70 if you're better. And the earning of that B-back is an investment in time, and that investment usually is built on a relationship because it's very easy for them to beat the price. It's very easy for them to get swayed on the product, but it's really tough to find someone they like. And that is the investment that SmartWinByCars.com has to force you to recognize. It's not enough to think of this as a lead generator. If you do, you're missing the whole point. The value of this is to control the personality of your virtual and your real showroom to be in sync with women's needs. The value of this is to extend your message beyond your own website and your own marketing investments into the general market of women shoppers that do take a little bit of time. Now, the window once they've decided to buy is narrow when they actually drill to your dealer site, but I got to tell you, the audience that we're maturing on SmartWomenBuyCars.com is a relationship. In time, they'll be going there just to find out what the current issues are for women. And, oh, by the way, I happen to also need a car, so I'll go to that same social networking type of site, SmartWomenBuyCars.com, because I already have a relationship with them. And that's the key logic that we all have to put on the table, not only when we represent this, and I'm going to change that in a minute, talking to our agencies and our dealer clients. Guys, if we put you into SmartWomenByCars.com, you have to accept the value of a long-haul commitment to it. Again, as the car guy in me always does, I revert back to type. When I put someone on TV or radio and they tell me I'm going to be on it for a month or two and test it, I tell them, don't go on. The reality is that it's a long-term relationship. You're building a relationship with an audience with frequency and consistency of message, and the same responsibility exists in an investment with SmartWomenByCars.com. The reason Ron stretches out his training over a six-month period, and the reason why we build in a relationship over 6 months is because it takes time to mature, not your audience, not the car shoppers of today, but the car shoppers of tomorrow who are developing a relationship with us through SmartWomenByCars.com. Ron, we only got a minute left. I'd like to give it to you to give us a little bit more specifics as to why someone should move forward now to investing in a relationship with SmartWomenByCars.com.
Well, you know, I think the training says it all, but we're always seeking higher ground. And SmartWomenCars.com is not a site that is just going to rest on a laurel because of its name or because of a few little things we put in the site. Every day, that site is tweaked, and we're looking for the right combination. And that combination is a branding image for your dealership that you're going to get. And I can guarantee you that the time, the energy, the money, and the knowledge that's put into this site is well worth it, not just even to mention the training. So, again, sure. It's a site, and there's no other site out there that does what we do.
Well, it's safe to do everything in pieces, but there's nobody that does it all. With 30 seconds left, I'll remind you all to get the true picture. My advice is go to Google, google.com. And within google.com, go to the news category, or go to the blog category, or go to the video category, and just type in automotive advertising. You're not only going to see adagencyonline.net, you're going to see smartwomenbuycars.com. Also, go to adagencyonline.net and click on their logo. We'll drill you down to how you join. Ron, thanks so much for the time of the day. We're out of time. Say goodbye.
Thanks, Phil. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.